We begin the current Daf Masechta Tainus Daf Yud Zayin. Begin on the second line down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah, where we mentioned six extra brachas that are mentioned by the Tainus, by the Shleif Tzibur. Al Rishayinu Hu Aimer, the Gemara tells that the first one he said, Misha'anes Avram, Bechulu, and so on. Now, Tana, we learned the Braisa regarding the Girsa of two of the brachas, that Yesh Machlif and Sa'aka Lel Yada, those that switch the version that said in our Mishnah. And although in our Mishnah it had Shemiya Tefillah for the bracha that mentions Hashem that answered Eliyahu, now those who switch it and says that Misha Anes Eliyahu, the Chasima, the conclusion of the bracha, is rather Shemiya Tzaaka, that it says that it hears his screams, his cries. But Tefillah Shmuel, instead of having it as the version in our Mishnah has it, that Tzaaka by Shmuel, it has it that Hashem is Shemiya Tefillah by the bracha of when Hashem answered to Shmuel. So the Gemara asks in this version of the Braisa, that is Bishlam Megabi Shmuel, Ksiv Beit Tefillah. We can understand that in regards to the incident of Shmuel where Hashem answered him, where it says both ideas of Tefillah and Tzaaka, it says Tefillah, it says in Shmuel, Aleph Perek Zayin, Kibtzu as Kol Yisrael, HaMitzpasav Espal Batchem. So it says the version of Tefillah. Ksiv Beit Tzaaka, and it also says the version of Tzaaka, as it says over there in Tezvav, V'yichel Shmuel, V'yizak El Hashem Kol Laila, that he screamed out to Hashem the entire night. So we can understand both versions of the Mishnah and of the Braisa. El Gabliyahu, but regarding Eliyahu HaNavi, which is in reflection of the Maisa of Har Carmel, when he had this with the contention with the Ovdei HaBaal, where Tfilaksiv, it says the idea about Tfila, where it says Aneni Hashem Aneni, which sounds like an idea of Bakasha and Tfila, but Tzaka like Siv, it doesn't say the idea of Tzaka. So how do we understand the version that says that it was Tzaka? So the Gemara answers based on the Pasuk Melachim Aleph that we just quoted that says, Aneni Hashem Aneni, answer me, Hashem, answer me, which is this repetition, is Lashon Tzaki, it's a way of screaming out to Hashem, and therefore it is valid, both versions of the Mishnah and the Braisa, whether it be Tzaak or Tefillah, both by Shmuel or Eliyahu. Now the Mishnah told us that Al Ashishus Huaymer, regarding the sixth bracha, they say, Misha Anes Yaina Vechulu, that he who answered to Yaina, Al Ashvius Huaymer, regarding the seventh bracha, is Misha Anes David, he who answered David. Now that the Gemara asked regarding the chronology of the order of the brachas. Mechti, let's see. Yaina basar David Shleimah haba. Yaina Hanavi was after the days of David and Shleimah, as it says in the Brayis and Seder Olam, that is in the day of Amatziyahu, which was much later. So my time of Makdim Liberation, why is he mentioned in the earlier bracha regarding Hashem answering us if it came afterwards? So that the Gemara answers, that's for a different reason. From the Bayla Mechtim, because since we needed to conclude at the end of all the extra brachas that we're adding on by the Tainus Tzibur, Merachem ala aretz, that Hashem has mercy on the land, and that's why, because that's the main purpose of all these tefillahs that we're adding on because of the lack of rain, to have mercy on the land, and that's why we conclude with the Chasima of David and Shlema, because they daven for Eretz Yisrael, and moreover, because they were mesakin the Beis HaMikdash, which is the primacy of the land of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why we do it out of order and have David and Shlema coming last. Tanya learned in the Braisa a different version of the Chasima of the last bracha. Shem Sumchas Amr, in the name of Sumchas, they said, Baruch Mashbal HaRamim. Instead of ending with Merachem Al Aretz, that blessed is Hashem who takes down the mighty, the high and mighty ones, which that was in place of Baruch Merachem, where the lack of rain humbled the Jewish people and made them do tshuva. And that was his version of the ending of the brachas. So the Mishnah told us that regarding the different sets of the Tanaisim, there's a discrepancy regarding the Kahanim, how they participate in these fasts. So the Mishnah says, Shalosh Tanis Rishayin is regarding the first three fasts. Ansei Mishmer Mis'ana V'loi Mashlimin. So the Kahanim from that Mishmer, which are the Kahanim that served that week, which there are 24 different groups, they fast, but they don't complete. And then Chulu continued into the discrepancies between the Ansei Mishmer and Ansei Beisav, not just regarding our topic of Tanisim, but also regarding the drinking of wine when they're serving at their post in that week. So turn about in the Braisa, which elaborates on the halacha of that part of the Mishnah. Why is it that we learned that the Kahanim from that week, but it's not their day, that they're permitted to drink wine at night, but not during the daytimes? Why can't they drink during the daytimes? It's not their day. Let's say they serve on Tuesday. Why can't they drink wine on Monday? So the Braisa explains, because maybe the avoida, their kabbanis will be too much for the Kahanim that serve that day, and then they're going to come to assist them, and they can't assist them if they drink wine. They can't do the avoida, and that's why they can't drink wine during the daytime. Why do they say that the Kahanim that serve that day, they can't drink wine not only during the day, but even during the nighttime? The reason is they should not suk in tamin b'avayda because they're constantly involved in the avayda, even by nighttime where there is the ivarim and the bedarim, and therefore they can't drink wine not only by the day but even during the nighttime. Now that the Gemara says mikan amr, from here they said, from the fact that even the anshei mishmer who are not doing the avayda that day at all, yet still are not allowed to drink wine because they might have to come and assist the kahanim from the rest of the week that have their beis av. So therefore, based on this, the Gemara says kol koyin. Every kohen, even bisman hazeh, even in today's day, shemaka mishmarta, if he recognizes his mishmer, that is, he knows from which of the 24 mishmaris he is, whether it's Yahayarav or Yadaya, or one of the other 24, he knows the names of his fathers and his grandfathers going all the way back up to Yahayarav, u'mishmeres beis avshalei. Moreover, he even knows which day of the week, which family of that mishmer he was, to know which day that they did the avodah. And moreover, he also knows that his Beis Av, his family, was established over there, that they did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and the reason is because there were many Bati Avos of the Kohanim that weren't established, and that is because there are those that, only the ones that are Kavuin, that were established, are those that did not make any Chilul in their family to be expelled from the Kohuna, and therefore such a person that knows that his family did the Avodah, so Asa Lishtas Yain Kaleis Hayim. So he cannot drink wine that specific day. I mean, he knows the cycle, what week it was, and what day of the week it is. He cannot drink that day, but no more does he have to be concerned. And that is, as we said regarding the Anshei Mishmer, they're allowed to go ahead and drink wine during the evenings. They just can't drink wine during the day, which was at least in times of the Beis HaMikdash. But regarding today's day and age, only that day they cannot, because they know that day, and if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, they might have to do that way to that day. But the rest of the times, they have no problem about drinking wine. Now, however, b'maka mishmarta, the Gemara continues. Let's say somebody recognizes his mishmer, and that is, he knows which week of the year it was that they did avodah, but ve'imaka mishmeres beis avshalei, but he doesn't recognize now which day of the week it was, which family he was from in that mishmer, to know which day of the week it was that they did specifically the avodah. And however, but b'yidei shabbat avoy sekfun shem, he does know that they were established there, they were doing the avodah. So then, asalish tezian kolisa shabbos. Then, out of doubt, because he doesn't know which day of the week it is, so that entire week, at least he knows the week because he knows which mishmer was, but he doesn't know which day, so then he can't drink that entire week. Now, the Gemara continues with the third case. Let's say he doesn't know not only his specific family of the day of the week, he doesn't even know which week it was, doesn't know which mishmer it was. But he knows, he hears from his father, hears from his father, that they were kahanim there, that did the avodah, they were kavua there. He just doesn't know which one it was. So then, then you cannot drink wine the entire year, because maybe this is going to be the day that was your day, and you don't know which mishmer, which beis av was. So therefore, since a kohen to drink wine can't do the avodah, you're never allowed to drink wine. Now Rebbe Eimer, he says, truth is, you're never allowed to drink wine. And that is because, in other words, he was saying to them, if based on these three halachas that you said that you're concerned that maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, and therefore if you know your day, so it's that day, if you only know the week, then it's the whole week. So then really he says every kohen should be forbidden forever, even if he knows which mishmer it is, and even if he knows which Beis Av it is specifically in that mishmer, because you have to be concerned that maybe the mishmaris will be switched around when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built. Or maybe everyone's going to be doing that avodah at the same time, and maybe he's going to be having to do that avodah when the Beis HaMikdash is being rebuilt. But basically what Rebbe was saying was, what should I do? That the rectification of this problem of being able to drink wine is actually fixed through the problem. And what that means is because there's so many years that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't rebuilt yet. And therefore the kalkala, this destruction, this problem, is the takana to be able to allow the Kohen to drink wine. In other words, we're not concerned that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt and that he's going to have to do that. And therefore Kohanim are allowed to drink wine, bizman hazeh. And therefore the Gemara concludes and says, Abaya says, Kaman Shasu Hidna Kahani Chamra. Who do the Kahanim follow in the sense of that they do drink wine bizman hazeh? And Abaya says, Kirabi must be going like Rabbi, who says the Kahanim are allowed to drink wine bizman hazeh. Now our Mishnah said, Anshei Mishmer v'Anshei Maimed, regarding the Kahanim that serve that week, and regarding the Anshei Maimed, which are a conglomerate of Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, who they have their post for that week to daven and to stand over the karbonis, that there should be the bailam, a representative of the bailam, which are the Jewish people over there by the karbonis. They are assumed l'sapa l'chabas. It's forbidden for them to go ahead and cut their hair and to launder their clothing during that week of their mishmer, the maimed. But if a chamishi mutarman the kavod Shabbos were on Thursday of that week, they're allowed to go ahead and do it for the honor of the coming Shabbos. And that the Gemara asks, my time, what is the reason why they're not allowed to go ahead and cut their hair or wash their clothing during that week? So Amar Rabbi Baruchan Rabbi Yechon, it says, Kedeshli kantu l'mishmartem k'shem nevam, so that they shouldn't come to their mishmer when they're disgraced. And that is, they shouldn't rely on the fact and saying, look, I'm busy working, but I know that week I'll be there, I'll be available, I won't be with my family, I'll just be doing the avodah, I'll be standing in the maimed, then I'll cut my hair, and then I'll launder my clothing. So then they'll come in all manuval, not respectful for them mishmer, and they won't do it the week before. Therefore we said that you're not allowed to do it then. And therefore people are going to make sure that they do it beforehand, and they won't come in a state of nevala. Now related to this, regarding one being respectful in the way he cuts his hair, is a term I'm learning the braisa. Melech mistarpe b'chol yom. It's a mitzvah for a king to cut his hair every single day. Kohen gadol, me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos, the highest kohen, he goes ahead and he cuts his hair every Friday, and he shouldn't wait to cut it more, to let it grow longer than that. And kohen hedyid achas l'shleshem yom, a regular kohen cuts his hair every 30 days. And the Gemara explains, melech mistarpe b'chol yom my time. What is the reason that a melech, a king, has to cut his hair every single day? Some of Abba Barzav the Amakra, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says, Melech beyafyer techazen einecha, your eye should behold the king in his beauty, and that is, it's his responsibility to be beyafi, and therefore he has to cut his hair every single day. So the Gemara says, Kohen Gadol me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos my time. Well, what's the reason that a Kohen Gadol cuts his hair every Friday? So I'm Rav Shmuel b'Yitzchak ha'ilu mishmaris mischachos, since on every Shabbos, the mishmaris renew themselves, and therefore the mishmar that starts now, we'll see him for the first time now on Shabbos, it's appropriate that the first appearance should be appropriate, which will be that he cut his hair on Friday, and that's why he does it every Friday for the new mishmer coming in. Now, kohen hedyid achas l'shleshem yom minalim, where do we know that the regular kohen should cut his hair every 30 days? So that's asya para para minazir. We learn that from the word para, which says by the kohen hedyid, from the word para that says by a nazir, who is someone that took a vow not to cut his hair and not to drink wine. It says over here in the pasuk in Yecheskel, it says, "V'reishim lo yigalechu." They shouldn't do giluach, which is shaving off the hair of their head. "Ufera lo yishalechu," and the kahanim should not grow a pera. Now, Ksev Hasam says over there in Bamidbar, it says, "Kadosh yia," the nazir should be holy. "Gadol pera sa'ar reishay," that he should grow his hair long. Now, therefore, the Gemara learns as follows: "Malahal and shleishim," just like by a nazir. The halach is he should grow his hair for at least 30 days. "Avkan shleishim," here where it says that he should not have the pera, is also for 30 days, and therefore, once every 30 days, they should cut his hair. Now, the Gemara asks, with Nazir Gufim Nol, how actually do we know by Nazir, who we're learning a pair from there, that it means to grow his hair for 30 days? So, Rav Masna, because Stam Nazir Shleshem Yom, a generic vow of Naziris, is for 30 days. And that the Gemara asks, Minola, how do we know that? So, Makra, because it says there in the Pasuk, the word Yia should be. Now, the word Yia is Begamatrit, plus Navi has the numerical value of 30, because Yud is 10 and He is 5. And therefore you have two of each, which makes for 30. Now the Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, how do you know that that's the interpretation of where it says, Ufer lo yishalechu, that it shouldn't be more than 30 days? But v'dima hachikam rechman, maybe this is actually what the Torah is saying. Lo yilibu klal, actually the person should not grow his hair, the kohen hedyid, at all, and rather maybe he should take a haircut every single day, because it's saying that he shouldn't have this para. And that Amalei answered him, no. He have a cuss of lo yishalchu para. Had it said in the other way of the syntax, it would have said that lo yishalchu para, that you shouldn't have growing forth para. So kedigama, that would make sense to say that you shouldn't have growth of here. But hasha dechsev, now that it says in the other way around, it says ufera, and it says the word fera first, lo yishalechu, which sounds like para lahava. There should be para, there should be growth of here. You don't have to cut every single day. But sheiluchu delay l'shalchu, but that you shouldn't have it more than that, and therefore that's telling you that you have that limit, which is you should have a para, but not more than it should be, and therefore that's saying up till 30 days, as we learn out from the halachas of Nazir. Now that the Gemara asks, ihachi, if that's the case, that you learn out this halacha of not having his hair grow for more than 30 days from a pasuk, so afilah idnami, then even today's day age, that a kohen should not have his hair grow for more than 30 days. So now the Gemara answers, actually, it's the same halacha like the wine that we discussed before. Dumi d'shtui yayin, it's the same as the in being intoxicated from wine, because it says near there in the pasuk, ufera lo yishalechu, and v'yayin lo yishtu kol kayin, there in the pasuk in Yecheskel, where therefore we learn the following halacha. Mashtui yayin, just like being inebriated with wine, bizman biyuhuda aser, it's only forbidden at a time when he's coming into the Beis HaMikdash, as the pasuk in Yecheskel there says, it's bevayim alachatzes, when they're coming into the Beis HaMikdash. So when there's a Beis HaMikdash, that means when they're coming to do the Avodah, then it's forbidden to drink the wine. Shloi b'zman biyah, but not at a time when they're coming to the Beis HaMikdash, like today where the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed and there is not a zman of biyah. So then shari, it's permitted to drink wine. Therefore, here also, regarding the growing of the hair, it's the same halachic ramification that's only forbidden at Azman of Biyah. Which the Gemara asks, on the premise of that the Gemara was saying that we compare the growing of the hair to the drinking of the wine, that drinking wine is permitted today, and therefore so too would be the cutting of the regarding growing of the hair. Another thing Gemara asks, but time learned the Brights, as we mentioned this machlokes before, Rabbi Eimer, he says, Eimer, and he says, I say, Kahana masturin lishtes yain la'ilam, really, Kahana should be forbidden to drink wine forever. Of a ma'as, so what should I do? Shatikanasa kalkalasai, that the problem of the Beis HaMikdash not being rebuilt is actually the tikkun to allow the Kohen to drink the wine, because we're not concerned that it's going to be rebuilt. Now, Vama Abaya said, Keman Shasu is Nakan Nechamer, who is it that the Kohen followed that they drink wine today? And we continue on Talmud Beis, that must be Kerebi. Now, Machlad Rabbana Asri, but what that infers, that Rabbana says forbidden, even not at a time of Biyah, of coming into the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, according to them, what's the understanding regarding Bizman HaZeh? The Kohen should not be allowed to grow the hair more than 30 days. Now, that the Gemara answers now, my time. What's the reason why the Rabbana made a gzer by wine? That's as we explained before, because Meheri Yabon the Beis HaMikdash, because speedily the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, will be in a Kohen Haro La Avodah V'Laka. Now, you're going to need Kohen to do the Avodah, and it's not going to be available because they're going to have, if they drank wine, they're not available to do the Avodah. However, hach over here by the halacha of pre roish about growing the hair, the Rabbana didn't make a gzeir because after the mesaper, the person, the kohen could go ahead and immediately cut a sea of oil and then come to the Beis HaMikdash, do the avodah, and therefore it's not a problem. Now the Gemara asks, if that's the case, that's how you resolve the problem about growing the hair, well then shtu yai nami, then what's the problem about drinking wine also? Asher digani port of oil. And you could go ahead and sleep for a little bit and then come in to do the avodah. Kedirami baraba. Dami Rami Baba, like Rami Baba said, Derech mil, if one walks the path of a mill, or Vishina kosher, where he sleeps just a little bit, it takes away the effects of the wine. And therefore, what's the problem there also? People should, the Kohen should be allowed to drink wine. And if the Beis HaMikdash is built, they go to sleep a little bit, and then they do that Avodah. That the Gemara says, no. Lav mit ma'allah, didn't we say regarding that halacha, about walking a little bit, or about sleeping a little bit, that Amr of Nachman, Rabbi Baravua, that lo yishanu, we didn't learn that you could walk a mill, or sleep a little bit, el keshashasa shiravias. That's only if you drank just the shear of a revius, of lug. Avashasa, yes, a revius, but if you drank more than a revius, then kol shkein shederech matridasa, then all the more so, actually, the walking will make you even more drunk, v'shin mishakarta, and the sleeping is going to make him intoxicated, and therefore, that's going to be the difference why the Chachamim didn't allow the person to drink the kohen, to drink bezman hazeh, because if he drinks more than a revius, it's going to be a problem, there's not going to be availability for him to do that void in the Beis HaMikdash. Another approach to answer this discrepancy between the growing of the hair and the drinking of the wine. Ravashi Amar, he says, Shtuya yain de machle avodah. Regarding being intoxicated with wine, if someone does the avodah, he makes it mechul, he makes it desecrated. As the Pasuk says, yain v'shecher altesh, don't drink wine and strong liquor. And then it says near, it says, lahavdu bein ha-kodesh bein ha-chayel, which means to say the difference between sanctified avodah and avodah mechulelis, which is if you do the avodah when you're intoxicated, that's mechal de avodah. So there, Gazu Barabban, there the Rabban made the gzera not to drink bezman hazeh because it's something that's very chomer in the sense that it desecrates the avodah. Pre roish loy ma'achli avodah, although it's halacha, but if someone has a kohen has long hair and he does the avodah, there doesn't say in the pasuk about anything of chil. It's not machal the avodah. So loy Gazu Barabban, there the Rabban didn't go so far to make a gzera regarding it bezman hazeh. Now that the Gemara asks Meisa, we learned the brisa that says ve'elo shein b'misa. These are the things that are misa b'dei shemayim, by the hands of heaven, as it says in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, is shtuya yain, if the kohen was drank wine, and he did avodah pruroish, and he had long hair and did avodah. Now the question is, bishlem shtuya yain, we can understand the halacha of being intoxicated, because behedik sibu, there's a pasuk in Bayuka that says, yain v'shecha altesh, don't drink wine and strong drink, which as the pasuk there continues, b'vayachem alol maid v'lei samusu, which that's misa b'dei shemayim, because it doesn't say you must, it's samusu, which is by the hand of heaven. So therefore, with that, we know the halacha regarding that it's b'misa. El purish menon, but where do we know that if the kohen has long hair, that he has misa b'dei shemayim? That's the chesiv, says the pasuk in Yecheskel, where it compares them. It says, v'reishim lo yigalechu, that their head, they shouldn't do giluach, u'peru lo yishalechu, and they shouldn't have long hair. V'chesiv asrin, it says afterwards, v'yayin lo yishtu, and they shouldn't drink wine. Kol kohen b'voyim alachatz apanimis, every kohen when it comes to the inner courtyard. Now, ve'iskes pererush l'shtuyan, we compare, we equate the growing of the hair to the drinking of the wine. Mashtuyan b'misa, just like as we just brought before from the pasuk, if the kohen drinks wine and does the avodah, he gets death by the hand of heaven. Pererush b'misa, so too, growing long hair will also get death. Now, therefore, this is where the Gemara concludes the question. Umina, and therefore you could go out and further and say, imashtuyan demach l'avodah, therefore just like we find by being intoxicated and doing the avodah, it desecrates the avodah. So too, the growing of the long hair will also make a chil, and therefore that's the Gemara remains with a question regarding where we do see, not like Rav Ashi's Teretz, that we should make a gzeri even regarding the growing of the hair, because it is mechal avodah. However, there are those who have the version, the girsin, the parentheses, which says loy, ki iskish, when did we make this hekish, the equating of the two, is lamisu de iskish, was only regarding death, avlochul avodah le'iskish, but regarding b'machal avodah, they were not equated, and therefore there is no chil avodah by the pair of reish, and therefore they weren't gezer in it bezman hazeh. However, the Gemara asked a question regarding the brayse that we just brought, which was introduced to ask on the opinion of Rav Ashi, regarding that we know the halacha of pair reish from the halacha of shtui yayin. So Amar Ravina Rav Ashi, Ravina asked Rav Ashi, ha, however, this halacha of perush, of not growing the hair longer than 30 days. Before Yecheskel HaNavi came along, who said the halacha? How is it possible that we have a halacha, which the Kohanim had to do in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, before the times of Yecheskel, and yet we only know the halacha from a comparison of perush to the halacha of Shtui Yayin, which is only said later, it's not even in Chumash, it's only in the Sefer Yecheskel. So Amalei, Rav Ashi responds to Ravina. He says, well, Tamech, according to the questioning, the line of reasoning in your question, Hadam Rav Chizda, then this halacha that Rav Chizda said in the second Perkam Sech de Zvachim, where there the Gemara asks, regarding a Kohen Aral, a Kohen that's uncircumcised. And now the reason why he is uncircumcised is because his brothers died in the act of circumcision, and therefore there's a danger for him to be circumcised. So the question was regarding him doing the Avodah. On that, Rav Chizda said, "Davazem mitaris Moshe leilaman." He says, "We actually don't learn this from the Torah of Moshe, meaning from the Chumash, but in Medivri Kabbalah leman. But we learn it from the words of the Navi, which is in Sefer Yecheskel, which says, 'Kol benecher erel leiv ve'erel basar.' However, any foreigner, which it means to say that he's uncircumcised in his heart or uncircumcised in the flesh, layovel mikdashi cannot come to my sanctuary to the Beis Hamikdash, which means to say that the kohen that's an erel cannot do the avodah. Now the question is." So before Yecheskel came along, who said this halacha? What was Rav Chizda saying? What did they do before Yecheskel? Actually, what must be is that it's actually a tradition, halacha l'meisha misinai. And Yecheskel came and he just alluded to it. He brought a source for it in the written Torah, which is in Navi. Here also the same halacha must apply regarding Perarish. It actually is halacha l'meisha misinai. But Yecheskel came and established it in a pasuk. However, and some have the parentheses, which concludes, as Rav Ashi had said before, to answer his question, that kigmiri halacha l'misa, but when did we learn the halacha l'misa? We've seen that that's regarding death. L'chul avoid l'gmir, however, we did not learn the halacha regarding b'machal l'avoid, and that's why, again, he wants to say that kam bezman hazeh, although they shouldn't drink a kondrabanan wine, because they might have the avoidah, but regarding karni behir, there we do not equate that to the halacha of shtui yayin. Now the Mishnah told us, Kalakasa b'Megillas Tainus, whatever is written in the scroll of the times when one should not fast, which were certain holidays in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and there were those that were more stringent, which were the Leila Misbid, that not only shouldn't they fast, they shouldn't even eulogize. So in that the Tanakhama said, Lefun of Asr, not only is that day forbidden, but even the day before is forbidden. And Lachar Mut, however, the day after that minor holiday is permitted. So the Gemara elaborates on this and brings Tarnabon Linda Brysa. And the quotes from the Megillas Tainus. Ilan Yemaya, these are the days, the Loyla Sanobhain, that one shouldn't fast. Now Umiktsasen, there are those, some of them that are even more stringent, the Loyla Mispa behind, that one shouldn't even eulogize on them. And they are Mereish Yarcha de Nisan, from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh of Nisan, Vataman Yebei, until the 8th day of Nisan, because it was Itaikim Tamida. It was the time when they established the halachic properties of the Karban Tamid, which is for those 8 days, they had a back and forth regarding this halacha until they overpowered the Tzedukin, who did not believe in Teresh Ba'peh, and they made it into a Yom Tov. And this is brought down in Masechtas Menachos and Perek Bishmal, and Megillas Tainus, which is brought in our version, where the Tzedukin said that an individual could go ahead and bring as an Adav a Karban Tamid. What did they expound? It says in the Pasuk, as a Kefas Echad Tasav Abayk, but it's a Kefas Hashem Tasav Menabayim in the singular. What did the Rabbanah respond to them? So it says Karban Ilach Milishai Tishmeru Lahakir, which is a Lashon Rabim, which that has to come from the Trumas Alishka, from the entirety of the Jewish people. And therefore they made it into Yamtiv, to Loy L'Mispa behind a greater level Yamtiv that they shouldn't even eulogize. Now Mitmanya Beyat Seif Moyado, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of the Yamtiv of Pesach, it tastes of Chag of the Shavua, that was also considered a minor holiday of Megillah's Tainus, because then they were able to firmly establish the Yamtiv of Shavuos. And that's because they had the machlokes with the Baisusim, which was a similar sect as the Tzedukim, that they said that Shavuos is always after Shabbos, is on the Sunday. And the reason is because the counting of the Yomer starts on the Sunday, because they translated literally the pasuk that says, "V'sfartem lechemim achas haShabbos." You should start counting the day after Shabbos on a Sunday. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai get involved in them, and he says, "Foolish people, where do you understand this halacha from?" And no one answered him besides one elderly person who started saying different things, and he says, "Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu was a lover of the Jewish people, and he knew that the day of Shavuos was one day, and therefore, so it shouldn't be just one day. He went and made it together with Shabbos, that it should be 2 days celebrating together." And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai sent them packing, and he said that he brought them rice from the Pesukim, and therefore they admitted that they were wrong. And therefore, it was delay l'misba behind. It was celebrated as Yom Tovim, neither to eulogize. Now the Gemara explains this part of the Megillah's Tainus. Amama. So we said, Mirish Yarcha de Nisan atamanya bay, he took him to me from the Rish Chodesh Nisan until the 8th of Nisan, which was when they had this whole vikuach. That was when they firmly established the carbon tumah that had to be brought from the tzibur. Delay l'misba, and therefore it was time not to eulogize. Now the Gemara asks, Lamali Mirish Yarcha, why do we have to say that the Megillah's Tainus, these days are forbidden to fast from Rish Chodesh Nisan? Lema Mitrebe Nisan, it should say from the second day of Nisan. We don't have to make it forbidden to fast on Rish Chodesh Nisan because of Megillah's Tainus. It's forbidden to fast because Rish Chodesh is called a Mayid. And that's why it's forbidden to fast. Why do we mention it Mirish Yarcha? So Rav says, we only needed to make it forbidden the day before Rish Chodesh. And that's because, as we said before, there's Milfanav when it's Asa L'Mispah behind, even the day before it's forbidden. No, that would make it even the last day of Adar is going to be forbidden. To which the Gemara asks, "V'shalafan of Nami typically davele yom shalifne Rish Chodesh." What do you mean? Why do you have to make it forbidden the day before, meaning the last day of Adar? Because it's the day before Rish Yarcha, which is from Megillah's Tainus, which makes it forbidden even the day before. It should be forbidden because it's the day before Rish Chodesh, which is the Yamtiv. So that the Gemara answers actually Rish Chodesh deraisu. Rish Chodesh is a Yamtiv, which is mentioned in the Torah. Actually, biblical commandments do not need support. And hence, the day before is not going to be forbidden because of concern that you might come to fast or eulogize the Rosh Chodesh. The time like we learn the Braisa. These days, which are written in the scroll of the fast, which are forbidden to fast in those days, the day before and the day after are forbidden. Shabbos of Yom Tovim hein asurin. However, Shabbos and Yom Tov, they themselves are forbidden. But the day before and the day after are actually permitted. Now, ma hefresh ben zel is that what's the difference between them? Because halala dibri Torah, Shabbos and Yom Tov are biblical. V'dibri Torah and tzrichin chizik and biblical mitzvahs don't need support. Halala dibri seifim, however, those which are written in Megillah's Tainus are rabbinic. V'dibri seifim, tzrichin chizik and rabbinics need support. And that's why we had to say it's Mirish Yarcha, because although it's forbidden on Rish Chodesh because of the Din Deraisa, but that wouldn't make it forbidden the day before, which is the last day in Adar. It's only because it's part of Megillah's Tainus, and therefore to strengthen that, even the day before, the last day in Adar is going to be forbidden to fast and to eulogize based on the halacha Megillah's Tainus, which is from Rish Yarcha.